Blog Talk Radio.
Ow! Ow! Woo! Shut it down!
I got my co-host with D-Most, and she loves when y'all post. Y'all talking about on Kale's Corner, live and direct. Lady T, how you be, baby?
I'm good, bro. I'm good. I'm holding it down, holding it down, holding it down.
That's what's up. It's always good to be holding things down instead of things holding you down. Y'all talking about?
Hey,
I'm live and direct, y'all. I worked out the headphone, microphone issues. So, hey, your boy ready to go. I am ready to go. Trees, how was the weekend? Let's start it off.
Oh,
how
was your weekend?
Okay.
Was good, bro.
What y'all do, man?
I had little people with me.
Not the little people.
They gave me some energy.
I know that's right. Well, I had my pillows and covers. Oh, and my remote control with me all weekend. Hey, listen. Rarely do your boy get a chance to just lay in and chill and enjoy, you know, everything around me. I got to play with the dog a little bit this weekend, you know, enjoying his company and having fun with him and, you know, talk to a couple of good friends, long time no hear from type peoples, you know what I mean? And Trees, I had to get on your boy this. I had to get on your boy this weekend. Rev T. Trees.
Oh, Lord.
Trees. Yes, because Rev T was trying to call me all during the game. And I'm like, bruh, I don't want to hear from you. I heard your mouth. I heard your mouth all Thursday and you with all your little comments. So when it's my time to watch the game, there's only one caller, I will admit this, and it changes from season to season, but
okay. There's
only one caller, Trees, that I take a call from, and we actually what's happening while it's happening, and that's my brother Marcus. I don't really talk because Marcus, see, I if you guys remember a few episodes back, I stated that Marcus always talked me off the ledge. Because I'm trying to tell you, Trees, I lose it during the game. I am not a nice person to watch the game with. Look, one we was playing the Giants one year, and Swinggate. Washington fans remember Swinggate like it was yesterday. It was a crazy, stupid, dumb college play that Steve Spurrier decided to run on the Giants, and we were in the red zone and it failed. And Reese said, a little giggle, girl. I said, hey, what's funny, tell me what was... She was like, babe, calm down.
Calm down, bro.
I can't help it, I can't. Listen. When my burgundy and gold are on the TV, it's hard for me to compose myself. It truly is. And I'll be the first to admit, there isn't much that get me that way, excited like that. But my Washington football team, I'm too excited. So you guys know, hint. This week, Sunday, I was not a good person to be around because, hey, look, Marcus and I both were like, man, changes need to be made. But brother and I kept it civil, and we just discussed what changes we felt needed to be made. So, and that was a good change for me. Because normally I'm all in, ready to go. I'm super miffed, I'll say, about it. But hey, it was a great weekend. And guess what, Therese?
Y'all,
my co-host, I talked to her and she told me that her and hubby, my man, my brother Tang, were trying this watermelon cleanse, right? It's a cleanse, right?
Yeah.
Listen.
Watermelon
diet, exactly. So I went to Shoppers on Sunday and got me a watermelon. Guess what I'm drinking, right? Guess what I'm drinking right now, sis?
Watermelon juice. Yes.
Yes. I got Reese made me a watermelon smoothie and I'm loving it. I am loving it. Do you understand me? My baby did the doggone thing.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what all the energy is coming from, because
I'm telling you.
Okay. Well, yeah. Y'all don't blame me. Blame it on the watermelon. All right, y'all. Lady T, anything you want to add? Are we good to go?
No, we good, bro. You know how I am. We good. We good.
Okay. All right. So on today's episode, we will discuss the MLB postseason bracket. Who's playing who? Who's waiting? We will see. We take a look at the WNBA round action, the second round action. We will discuss the latest NBA news approaching this 2023-24 seasons. That's trades, signings, all type of player movement. Lady T will come and reveal the week 3 winner of Lady T's picks. Oh, I didn't capitalize that L. Oh, excuse me, T. I'm so sorry, baby. we're going to discuss some of the first time in our lives seeing happenings in the NFL this weekend. So, listen, you guys can join Lady T and the Online Corner crew on Facebook Live at Kale's Corner, or you can join Lady T, DMV Kale, and all our live in studio family on 563-999-3782 each and every Tuesday, Thursday, 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Kale's Corner, we're keeping it real.
It's our only real, believe it.
Steal you. No, it's not bad. Yeah.
It's our only real.
It's our
only
real. Yes. So I'm telling y'all come on here talking about my Washington football team. I'm going to keep it real. I'm gonna keep it real with y'all.
Uh-oh.
I'm gonna keep it 100%. All right, y'all.
And y'all have been warned. Y'all have been warned. That's all I'm gonna say.
Yeah. I saved everything I was feeling from Sunday. I still got a little bit left in. It's what the old folks used to say, Trees. It's a corner left. Yeah, that about. So yeah, I still got a little corner of my animosity. So we gonna keep it real. All right, y'all. Get your tea, your popcorn, your water, your libations, whatever it is that you need. Marlboros for my Marlboro folk. And we'll be right back. 563-999-3782. I'm feeling James, y'all. I don't know why. Kills corner time, y'all. All right. Whew. Hey, I got to wipe the sweat off, Trees. I done party too much already. You know what I mean?
I'm about to get up. I was great to get up out this chair.
Okay. All right, y'all. The wild card matchups. We have the Houston Astros meeting up. This is the AL division. Houston versus Minnesota. Houston versus Minnesota. Then at Houston number 6, Minnesota at number 3. We have the Blue Jays at number 5, Tampa Bay at number 4. Texas is waiting for the winner between Houston and Minnesota. Baltimore is waiting for the winner between the Rays and Tampa Bay. Now, we go over to the NL side. We have the Chicago Cubs and the Brewers. Chicago at number 6, Brewers at number 3. We have Arizona at number 5, playing Philly at number 4. Atlanta is waiting for the winner of that wild card game between Arizona and Philly. And the LA Dodgers are waiting between the Brewers and the Cubs. That is our postseason picture. What are you guys, Trees, what are you thinking, Trees? I'm going to go to you first.
You know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking my Giants didn't make it, so I'm going to have to roll with the O's. My side hurt, too. My side hurt, like for real.
Poor little put-up.
I don't even want to. I can't. Just go to the phones. I can't.
Just go to the phones. All right. Let's go to my man Lou in Jersey. Start us out, Lou.
Hey, Lou.
All right. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
Who should I go for in this first matchup? Well, with the Yankees now out, it makes it kind of hard. But wait, have the matches been confirmed yet?
Has who?
Hey, I was about to say the same thing.
Has they been confirmed yet? I mean, because there's still some division races up there. I mean, wild card races up there, right?
Well, this is the postseason picture.
Sure.
This is the tentative schedule for now. So, yes, we do still have a few teams out there.
Right.
But
well,
as this tentative schedule goes, who are you liking the most to win it all?
have all of them? Just the American League, right?
Well, give me an American League and a National League winner.
For the American League, I'm going to go with the Orioles, and for the National League, I'm going to go with the Dodgers. Although, the Dodgers are pretty expensive, but it's not going to be easy. I mean, it's going to be a dragged-out finish. And you really got to keep your eyes on the Baltimore and the Tampa Bay Rays, because they've been fine. It's been a dark fight for that division, you know, since the second half of the season. So we got some pretty good matches coming up going into the postseason here.
Mm-hmm.
These are not going to be, easy by any means at all.
Okay. Yes, I agree with you 1,000%. All right, let's take another call. Good comeback, Lou. Brother
yeah.
Tang, what it do? What's up, bro?
Kids calling the family. Much love and respect. What's up, big bro? What's up, lady?
Hey.
Steve? What's up, Lou? Online crew. Oh, man, you know what it is. We had a rough one, Lou.
Come on, Tang. Don't do that, Tang. Baseball.
Okay.
Baseball.
Hey, look, it's getting started, man. That's all I can say. Baseball. It gets started, what, this Thursday?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, this Thursday. So, you know. Look, I'm sticking to what I've been saying the whole time. The Orioles
mm-hmm.
look like they the favorite to win it all. And it's only
mm-hmm.
one team out there that I can see giving the Orioles some problems, and that's Houston. You know, to me, you know what I'm saying? If don't nobody else do it, then I just believe the Orioles going to win it all this year.
So we've had two calls and everybody completely overlooking the Atlanta Braves. What about Atlanta says that they don't have
yeah.
a chance or they're not going to win?
I mean,
they
might be in it.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They might get in there, but I just don't believe that they're going to beat neither one of them teams, even if they do make it there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Lou, what say you? Why are you so off on Atlanta?
I wouldn't say I'm off on it, but I think there's some injuries that are beginning to pile up with the Braves, and I think that might cost them.
Okay.
You gotta have your players healthy as you're heading into the postseason, because one little injury can really, break a team, especially now. You're trying to fight for a championship. You may have the all season, and then you get a setback. Not the time you wanted to happen. Well, this is special.
Right. Okay. I get with that. Let's take another call. This Cap, right? What's going on, Cap?
Kells Corner family, how y'all doing?
Hey.
What it do, bro?
I got one dream. I have five dreams. One of my dreams is to have a Kells Corner family to sit around and watch football with y'all all day one Sunday.
That'll work.
Oh,
bro, that'll work.
That would be
Definitely.
So cool.
I'm going to put that together, Cap.
Yeah, that'd be real nice. But we have to have, multiple screens and all, all that good stuff. Cause
mm-hmm.
we gotta watch West Coast.
Everybody
gonna
be under duress.
Right. Well, minus you, cause that's another story. But we'll talk later. Baseball.
There you go.
Thank you,
yeah,
Cap.
Thanks, Cap. All right, my bad. No, baseball. No one's picking the Braves. I'm not picking the Braves either. You know why? I've seen this story. You know, they've been in division with my hometown team for years, Phillies. And they spend
right.
so much energy on the regular season. And when the postseason comes, man, they just, they fizzle out sometimes. I mean, of course, last
mm-hmm.
year. I mean, the year before last, when they won, they didn't. But, I mean, I've seen them win 100-plus games and then go out
right.
in the first round. So
right.
So much, and then injuries, like Lou said, injuries play a huge part. Guys are dinged up instead of sitting out the final month because they didn't clinch already. They still try to play for, the
exactly.
bonuses, them numbers and the bonuses and all that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
But my dark horse, My dark horse for the American League, not saying they're going to win it, but nobody's talking about the Blue Jays.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Jays would be the dark horse. They slick with it, and the Brewers would be the dark horse for the National League. But if I had it my way, I would pick Philly-Baltimore with Philly taking
okay.
it up. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I can see that. And bringing up that point about Atlanta, it do seems in the past, Atlanta, how can I put this? Shoots they low early, you know
right.
what I mean? And then when it comes down to the nitty gritty, give me some time. They really don't have it. So yeah, I can see that. I was just wondering, you know, if everybody felt the same. You know, we were all in consensus with Atlanta and the fact that Atlanta had a hell of a season, man. They had a hell of a season. So, you know, we really can't poo-poo or discard that. You know,
right.
the boys play good, but again, you know, we don't know if the regular season is all that they had in them, and judging from past postseason races, Atlanta tends to let us down. So I can agree with you guys 100% on that.
They don't let me down. I enjoy seeing them lose. Keep it real. I'm keeping it real.
I ain't mad at you at all. Let's go to Brother Ted. You know, what's happening, Ted?
Hey, good evening, Pels Corner family. How y'all doing?
All right, Ted. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good. Good. What's going on, Cap? What's going on, Tang Lu? Lady T. Kill?
Hey,
man.
You did good.
Your Chicago Cubs get ready to start fighting with them Brewers, man. What say you? Yeah, they finished the season number six in the NL, the National League. So
yes,
yeah.
They did.
Yeah, I know. I'm like Lou. I didn't know. I heard something about it today, but I didn't know if they solidified that. But if that's so, if we got the six against Brewer, like Cap say, Brewer's playing tough ball. You know, they lead. They leading us in that division, and that would be like a up the road series. You know, go
right.
just right up the expressway to go right up to Milwaukee and come on back down to Wrigley Field. So that's gonna be interesting right there. But when they was talking about Baltimore, I was like, maybe Lady T showing my Betty love, and then Tang, you know, showing my Betty love, you know, got to keep the mama-in-law also happy. So, but also Baltimore got a good team, you know.
When you said
Atlanta, I was thinking the same thing. I'm like, ain't nobody talking about Atlanta. But I don't know. I haven't been watching much Atlanta, so I don't know about their injuries. But I have heard about Baltimore's injuries. So I don't know how, you know, if anybody's back, you know, from injury or what have you, or if it's significant injury that it would hurt their team, because they are playing good ball also.
Right.
But like Lou say, you cannot count the Dodgers out. But I understand what y'all saying about Atlanta, but also they won the year before. You know, that's true. They have, you know, choked before, but they also won before too. So, you know, you got to watch them. So it's wide open. It's, who's ever playing good ball when October come, or who's ever can play some small ball and play in that cold weather when it start coming. So,
Right. I agree. I agree 100%. Great points. Let's go to our brother 57. What up, 57?
Uh-oh, here comes trouble.
What's up, everybody?
Here comes trouble.
I want to say a special salute out to Cap. Hey, Cap.
Hey.
Glad you're here, baby. glad you're here. I know how hard that was.
We'll talk later. We'll talk later.
I know how hard that was, brother. Anyway, let me get back on topic. I really haven't picked anybody yet. To be honest. I'm trying to look at who's hot and who's really hot. I'm not gonna throw the Rangers away yet. You know, because they look real hot right now. Mm-hmm. As much as I don't like Baltimore, I still got to give it to them for being the top team out there right now.
Mm-hmm.
What Cap said makes a lot of sense because the Braves do spend a lot of time trying to make sure they just destroy the regular season. And then when they get into the playoffs or the championship, they just pitching gone, hitting gone. Cap said something about a month or so ago, and I'm going to go back to it if he doesn't mind. Think the Phillies are right where they were last year. The bats are alive. The pitching is alive. They looking good. You know, everybody's coming around when they're supposed to. Bryce Harper.
Yep.
I'm not ruling the Phillies out.
Trey Turner,
yep. Exactly.
He did say that, too.
All Nationals.
Yep.
All Nationals.
I digress.
Oh, yeah. You know. Oh, yeah. Getting it up there.
Yeah, but
that's crazy.
I think it's going to be a good World Series. Let me say this before I go. The problem this year is that, I mean, you know, I can cut off. I ain't going away. The thing is, if you look, even the teams that didn't make the playoffs or didn't make the playoffs, like the Yankees, look at the record we had. That would have made the playoffs.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. You're right, 57.
You know? So that shows you how the bum better. Of a season we're getting from baseball.
That shows the comparity of the team. You know, like you say, the balance of it, and it's just not one sided. You know, like you say, Yankees been used to win for a long time because people would say they stacked. You know, Steinbrenner spending all the money, but like you say, it's other teams. You know, are making it. So, I agree with you totally. Fix that. It's gonna make for a great World Series. Depends on who get in there,
right?
Yeah. And it's going to bring much necessary attention to Major League Baseball. You know, we complain about the new rules and the different things that's going on to actually. Have a good World Series or a good approach to the World Series. I think it's going to do a lot for the sport. Just having a competitive, bringing back that competitive nature that once was baseball. You know, I think that's going to do good for the sport. My Betty, I'm you know, you guys are the closest to here, so I have no choice. I'm officially putting my hat in the ring with your Baltimore Orioles.
Sellout.
Not a sellout. I don't have no horse in the race, man. So I gotta go. I gotta pick somebody.
Yep.
Ooh, you ain't kidding, 57. I thought he said he would never go about. That's a shocker right there. Wow.
Hey, come on with me. Thank you, Dan. Come on, Dan.
He
hates Baltimore. I mean, he said he don't like nothing Baltimore. I'm surprised at that, man.
He
putting a jinx on y'all. He putting a jinx on you, my Betty.
Listen.
I'm sorry. What you say, ladies? What you say?
I have players. Left playing, but when it come down to the most hatred, I can't stand Philly. So the only team left for me to root for is Baltimore. I can't stand Philly.
That's mature of you.
I mean,
that's mature of you.
I'm born and raised.
They threw snowballs at my man mother in Philly. So I just can't.
Yeah.
I can't with them. I cannot with them. So,
yeah, they are rowdy.
They rowdy ain't
they're
the word.
Yeah.
But wait, hold on. The snowballs, though, that wasn't during baseball season. That was during football season.
Right.
It don't matter.
Yeah.
It don't matter.
They
I knew you were about to say that.
They weren't aiming for her. They was not aiming. She was standing next to Santa Claus.
She got out of the way.
Now, it wasn't Christmas, Gavin.
Okay.
It wasn't near Christmas. The family was throwing a snowball at Clinton Porter's mother. So, I can't do nothing with Philly but watch. That's it. That's all.
Gerald want me to tell everybody hello. Gerald says he's watching. He's online. He want me to tell everybody hello. And Mom Betty said, so now you want to rock with the O's. You jumping on the O's.
You know what?
There you go, Mom Betty.
You know what?
There you go, Mom Betty.
Tell Mom Betty my mind has officially been changed. I hope they get the stuffing beat out of.
Let me say this. Don't fall for that because he told when I try to give Redskins, they talk about, don't be rude for my team now. He be talking about jinxing them. He's trying to give y'all a jinx, trying to put the voodoo on y'all. So don't accept.
You do jinx us, Ted. You do jinx my team.
I haven't called you in 3 weeks, brother. I sure didn't call you last week.
Listen. You ain't called because you can't. You can't. What's going on? They try to get me started. You know what I mean?
Get off of that. We get on that later, like everybody say. We get on that later.
Hey,
let me say this.
Let
me say this to you, Ted. Y'all must be friends. Because you got to say all of that, and he didn't mute you one time. Y'all must be friends.
that's my brother.
Yeah, that's my brother. You know,
I got muted like 2 minutes ago.
Well, we more than muting you. We kicked you out the fan reunion. You ain't allowed at the fan reunion.
I wasn't coming anyway.
You wasn't allowed no more. We ain't having that.
Yep.
But,
Cap talking about we all get together. I'm like, man, nobody get together but y'all.
Why not?
I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you, hey, Big Bro, don't let 57 fool you. Because if he wasn't 3-4 hours away, believe
Thank
me, he'd
you.
Be right there with
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Yes.
I think I don't know that.
Let him spend the night before.
We will do it this week.
Yeah.
Hey,
look,
bro,
that?
I didn't know you was on the phone, man. I didn't know you had came on.
Been on the phone with 57.
Yeah.
Bubble Buster.
Yeah. So, hey, listen. MLB playoffs, that's what it be. I'm looking forward to it. Again, just a reminder, we got the Cubs playing the Brewers. We got the Astros playing Philly. We got L.A. waiting in the wing, Atlanta waiting in the wing. We have Houston playing Minnesota, and we have the Blue Jays playing Tampa Bay with Baltimore waiting in the wing and Texas waiting in the wing. So, hey, it's going to be some good baseball coming up, y'all. I'm telling you. All right, great baseball conversation. 563-999-3782. Y'all know what to do.
Until we get our share. Play it loud.
Say it loud.
Wow.
WNBA, y'all. Man, what can I say, man? I'm kind of the Liberty. I'll start with them.
Me and 007 tried to tell y'all last week.
Yeah, you did. Yes, you did, and them sons showed us. Them sons showed us that they are not to be
Detroit
don't
Pistons
play with us. Yes, yes, don't play with us. Don't take us for granted. We are here.
But that's one game, right?
Yeah, that's one game. It's the
need
first
one game. Cool your jets, fellas.
Well,
just one game.
No, according to you, they was going to sweep them, according to you, sir.
No. I didn't say that.
You didn't say it, but you expect them to win.
I just said I expected to see the Liberty and the Aces in
the championship.
That opinion hasn't changed yet.
Okay.
Just because they lost the first game, that hasn't changed yet. I still feel that the Liberty and the Aces will be in the championship. Now, if something derails that, I understand it because these girls out there playing ball.
They ain't bullcrapping.
They playing ball.
Me and 007, we talked about it because I told y'all that girl Thomas, she runs up mm-hmm. to MVP. I told you that girl's serious.
Okay, so what do y'all think about Audra Wilson not getting the MVP, but they gave it to Liberty's Breonna Stewart? Breonna Stewart won the MVP.
I'm going to tell you my opinion on that matter, sis. Wilson is being penalized for being on what they call a quote-unquote super team.
I think she's been penalized for that. But this would have been her third one in a row. I agree, but I think they just didn't want to give it to her three times in a row. That's what I think. And I do agree with what you're saying, Cap.
But I just think that they didn't want to give it to her three times in a row.
So they had to give it to somebody different.
And she's being penalized as well.
Like she's hot too.
She upset about that.
But listen, they're talking about 14 points. Like she missed it by 14 points. Like get out
13,
of here.
13, 13, 13, 13. But yeah, it's still the same. Well, I agree exactly what you guys are saying. And I'm surprised because, like you guys told us last week about Liberty, I was one of those who was talking about Liberty, and y'all brought up about they also have somewhat of a super team, too, that, you know, and how they beat the Aces in the last two games and what have you, Jaku or Joe. But like you say, she is up and down. But if Liberty doesn't make no adjustments because what's her name is a linebacker. Alicia Thomas, she's a linebacker. She's coming through, like you say, Detroit Pistons. She's running over you. And if they don't put Stephanie Dote, that big girl that came from Chicago, you know, and put her in, I don't know because she was injured, but I think she's healthy now and able to play. But you need something to stop, you know, to play that middle. So what's her name won't just be bowing through Breonna Stewart or Jaquil Jones. She's tall, but she's thin. So put that big girl Stephanie in there, and she need to make some adjustments. I'm like you, 57. You got five games, which I wish they should have went seven, but they got five games. It's just one game. But I'm surprised, too. So it's going to be interesting. But Connecticut, ain't no slouch. Like you say, she's second runner up. So
can I be one of the ones, I guess I'm in the minority, to say I feel that Breonna deserved the MVP. They both played a hell of a season. They both played their butt off, especially against each other. But
did
when Ted says, and you're right, Ted,
did
huh?
That, did you see their stats?
I can't hear you.
Did their stats up against each other? Their stats up against
I can't,
each other?
No, I'm not even, I'm not even, I'm not, I'm looking at what I saw, and I feel that
okay.
Breonna Stewart,
Breonna
took a team that's not as loaded as the Aces. The Aces are loaded,
okay.
And had the record that they had, and a lot, and most of that fell on her. And she played good all year. I'm not going to take anything from her. Asia Wilson, what's her name? The girl for the Aces. I give it to her. She played great. She played so good that we forgot about Candace Parker was over there hurt.
Yeah.
Nobody even cared.
Candace Parker hurt.
Yeah.
She hurt for a minute.
I said nobody even cared, though.
She haven't helped them.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, because the girls didn't need her. Yeah, them girls didn't need her.
And Wilson took on the defensive player of the year also.
Exactly. Go ahead, 57. Sorry. Go ahead.
No, I didn't hear what Cap was saying. I was trying to hear what Cap was saying.
Oh, I said Wilson. She took on defensive player of the year, so she can't win them all.
There you go.
And I think that's going to make her more hungrier. You know, I think that's going to make her like, I'm going to prove this. But also, Liberty Guards is not as fast as Connecticut Guards. Connecticut is a little bit quicker.
Mm. Okay. Okay. All great points. All great points. This is another sport where my team is out. So all I can do is root for good games. That's all my hope is. That we have some good games, and that these girls do something out there to bring more attention to their sport. You know, I mean, they're playing great ball. They're playing great ball, but I would love to see NBA Live, ESPN, First Take, or Undisputed. I would love to see one of them shows lead off with the WNBA. And we all know the only thing that's going to make that happen is if these girls, besides the finals, you know, they're not even guaranteed a lead off in once the finals start. So
It's not really that appealing.
They have to break a rim, break a backboard or something. They got to do something dramatic.
Yeah, something
fight,
dramatic.
A fight, major fight.
But you're right, and that's so crazy. I haven't heard no talk show really talk about them. Only the NBA, you know, today they talk a little bit, but not as much. But they do play tonight at 8 o'clock and then at 10 o'clock. They need to.
Well,
they talk about this, but they don't give them the much airtime, and they don't give them that stage.
This to me is two things I think should definitely happen, and one is, I think the owners, every owner of an NBA team, should take a shot on having a WNBA team. If it doesn't work, it doesn't work, but give it a chance. And if they do that, then the fans who are saying we need more of this, we need more of that, like us here, we need to make sure that we go to some of these games. The only way that we can grow the WNBA is the owners have to take a chance, and then the fans themselves have to support. You know, and I'm sure there's some other things, but to me, those are two of the things that definitely need to happen.
They never have sellout games ever.
I just found out recently that you remember we were questioning what happened with the Mystics parade. It was COVID, and so they didn't have a parade. But there was no makeup. There was no. Okay, well, we couldn't have it then, so let's have it now. It was nothing. It was nothing. Mm-hmm. And to me, that robbed the WNBA purist here in Washington of their opportunity to celebrate what these young women had done. You know, you know, I'm on record. You guys know how I feel about Ted Leonsis as the owner of the basketball teams. I really think it was a situation where he just wanted his name to be a part of something, because he'll dump that team off, anybody who's willing, anyone who's willing. So, you know, bruh, you got to get behind these ladies, man. You got to get behind. And I'm with 57. Us as fans, when they do have something, we got to go support. We have to go and support because we see that they'll leave them out in the cold. And like it's a so what type situation. And I'm like, so what? These girls entertained us. And they were champions as a result. We got to support that. We got to get behind them. So, yeah. That's just my...
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm like 57. I had said that before because I said that Houston won the first four championships, and they don't even have a women's team. You had Detroit Shock had a team. They don't have a team now. You had Orlando Miracles. They had a team. They don't have a team now. So, like you say, why can't every NBA team owner support a WNBA team? You have enough women that's in there that's come out of college that either not playing or have to go overseas and play.
Right.
You know, they have the money, so they just need to, like you said, it needs to make a change, and they need to also, you need to, you know, put the schedules on. People need to know, because sometimes you don't even know if a game is on or what station is on.
Right.
So, you know.
They don't want to put no advertisement into it. They don't have enough advertisement into it to let everybody know what's going on. Like when you, like even when football is on, you see the schedules. I mean, I'm sorry, not football. When the men's basketball is on, it should tell you at the bottom if the women are on or if the women, you know, something like that. Whenever some baseball, like right now, baseball is on. It should have at the bottom when the schedule for the women or when the commercial come on, it should be a commercial for the women. Instead of that, they have commercials for all of the rest of the men's sports. They never support the women in that weapon.
All I'm going to say is during the Nationals game and the Wizards game, I have seen Capitals hockey commercials during all of those games. I've yet to see a WNBA Mystics commercial. And the Mystics have a superstar. Della Don, she's a superstar. She's a big name in the sport. You know, I look at Pazzano's Pizza. Why aren't you guys a part of what they have? All these
things.
Go ahead.
That's so crazy. That's so ironic. I saw a little talk show. They was talking to Ted Leonsis and his son, and they only thing they pretty much showed was the parade about the when the Capitals won, Ovechkin holding up the trophy and all that stuff. They didn't talk about the other teams.
They never do.
You're right. You're so right. You know.
It's going to take a collective effort, both from the owners and the fans as well. It's going to take a collective effort, but I do know that these young women, they play hard, man, and they deserve the notoriety. They truly do.
Can I say this right quick? Now, this Sunday, they had to go against the football. You know, they was playing the same time football was going on. So you're not going to get that audience there, not on Sunday and not at that time slot. So they, like you said, they need to do better, Lady T, by advertisement, by scheduling and all those things. And everybody should be required, every NBA owner should be required, like you say, 57, to have a team.
Go to a game with this.
Lady T, if I can say this too, if you go back and watch the NCAA college basketball, they know what to do. They got their women playing damn near the same time they got the men playing. So you're generating that revenue for both genres at the same time. The problem that I think one of the problems with the WNBA is what Ted just said. You playing a tournament at the same time baseball is getting ready to play the playoffs. Football is coming on. Now, I know we all like WNBA basketball, but Sunday, if you got a football game going on a WNBA basketball going on, how many of us looking at the WNBA?
Yeah.
You know, we're looking at football. We're looking at football. You know,
Lou said three people.
Yeah, I'm switching back and forth and recording, maybe. You know.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
You got to understand, football comes with so much anticipation, so much excitement, and so much desire to watch. You have fans that will watch two teams that they are no way assimilated, wanting to be with or with, over a WNBA game. It's just like they say in I forgot the movie, but they was like, football owns a day. It owns a day. So
yeah, I was just going to say it took over church. It took over Sunday for sure.
Yeah.
You know, you got churches get out before 1 o'clock. They're making sure they get out so people can get home so they won't lose to parishioners, you know, and all those things. So,
hey, look,
and Pastor will bring up their team in the sermon, you know.
Yes, they will. For sure. All right.
Well, you mentioned church, so you know what's coming next.
No, they don't close to. But y'all go ahead. I'm sorry. I got first. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, 57. What's coming next, man?
Rev T will be in here soon.
Oh Lord. See, that's the WNBA, y'all. That's the WNBA.
Yeah.
And like you all said, it's one game. They've only played one game. So the best is yet to come. The best of it is yet to come.
Can I say this real quick? Now, to what he was saying about college, you got a lot of girls' team that's better than the boys' team. South Carolina, they get more recognition than the boys' team. You got Tennessee get more recognition than their men's team. You got a lot of women. You got Baylor. You know, they up right up there. You got a lot of teams, a lot of women's programs are – get more notoriety, like Connecticut, University of Connecticut. So their man's is also tough too, but they get a lot of notoriety better than their man counterparts, like Notre Dame. You know.
Well, maybe that's the WNBA's way of bringing the attention, because as fans, we follow players, we follow careers. So maybe. Exactly, and coaches as well. So maybe that is the WNBA's way of trying to bring more notoriety to, you know, their program. So hey,
they don't have nothing to do with it though. WNBA don't have nothing to do with the NCAA.
Exactly, they don't. But once those players leave the NCAA, they go to the WNBA. So listen to what I'm saying. They get notoriety in college, right? They get fans in college. As they transition into the WNBA, some of those fans are going to come with them. So that's more eyes. And we got to remember, the WNBA is not that old. It hasn't been around that long. You know, we don't have any big name stories as of yet with the WNBA. So the more people, college graduates. Go ahead. Make your point.
Tell them, Cap. It's been in for existence for a while, man. It's been
seven
in for a
years.
While.
7 years.
Who? More than 7 years, Cap. Where you been?
Almost what?
It's longer than that, bro.
I've been watching. I've been watching other sports where I
But what I'm saying, I've been watching them since this. I used to watch the WBL. I've been watching them. Okay, from Nancy Lieberman to Annie Myers to when Cheryl tried to come in.
Okay,
in existence since 1996.
The WNBA, right?
Yes.
Has been in existence since 96. That's not a long time, people. That is not a long time for a major sport. It's not. It's not.
It's over 20-some years, bro.
Okay, but and out of that 20-some years, how many years
27
have
years
it actually... Okay, out of 27 years, almost 30, how many new eyes have they brought to the sport?
That's what we're talking about now.
They brought a lot of new eyes. That's the thing. That's what we're saying. Okay,
that is why they are putting more attention on these players in college than they did before.
Since 1996. Since 1996 till now, the rating has gone up 18%.
Okay.
That's it. Mm. It's been up 18% since then.
And it should go up more next season.
It goes with the argument. Like you say, Kel, the stars, they become stars in college, okay? You have so many stars, but then you only have so many teams that they can go to. So you have, that's why I said that's what's necessary to have more teams that more stars can stay in the United States, don't have to go overseas and play. And so and they can, you can showcase the stars. But as far as the WNBA have anything to do with the WNCAA and the players, they don't until they get into the WNBA. The players are playing in their own. The coaches are creating them programs, you know, as far as the colleges.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I think one of the reasons why.
It's only 12 teams right
going
now.
Going back to what?
In existence.
That's another problem.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Going back to something Ted said earlier, don't forget that this is not the first women's professional basketball league that they had. The first, and Nancy Lieberman and Pam Miller, they folded one time ago for about 10 years before they tried to come back with it.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I'm surprised, though, with Nancy Lehman, talent and whatnot, the league didn't survive. I mean, you know, because she could have, helped, set that league to what it could have become. But I'm surprised that it just fell up so quickly.
Right. Well, like you said,
Nancy Lehman
is old. You had a support. You especially didn't have a support back then. So, because you had a lot of great women back then playing ball.
Cheryl Miller
can definitely could whoop her brother and a lot of men. And that USC team that they had.
She did beat her brother. Yeah. She scored like 105 points one time.
Yeah.
However,
she still holds that record.
Not very popular.
Right.
Basketball
women.
Is not popular. The NBA was on its deathbed in 1978 and almost folded up the next year. So it was a wonder why, the women's basketball didn't work out the first time anyway, because the NBA was dying. You know, it didn't take till the mid-80s when we had Bird, Magic, MJ, and all that, to help reshape the league. In the 70s, it was just baseball. NFL was a close second. Hockey was never there to be found. The NBA was on its deathbed, and NASL soccer was more popular than that.
Well, my idea, pay some of these women like you pay men. That's going to bring attention. People are going to say, "Let me see why this young lady is worth or valued in the hundreds of millions to her team."
Wow. They don't get that.
No, that ain't going to happen.
Okay.
You're not going to pay Aja Wilson or Aja Wilson what you would pay LeBron James.
I didn't say that.
Yeah, that's never going to happen.
All right. All right. Well, it's a thought. It's a thought. All right, y'all. That's our WNBA talk. Keep your eye out for the championship when you can catch it, you know, and hopefully they will bring us more announcements and commercials of these young ladies, you know. 563-999-3782 tonight at 8. And what game is that? Who's playing?
That's Connecticut. That's Connecticut play. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Lady T.
Go ahead.
But Connecticut and Liberty play first, and then the Aces play at 10 o'clock. Second game.
Well, I'm going to miss that. I'm just saying. I'm going to miss that one. All right, y'all. We'll be right back. All right. I hate that that takes so long. I love that song.
See, we had a beer commercial.
Oh, my goodness. You choked me. that dang old watermelon juice, Trees. That watermelon juice. Watermelon juice at 57 is not a good combination. Yeah, but that watermelon juice alongside 57 is not a great combination. I'm trying to tell you. You've been there choking down. All right, y'all. Hey, let me throw a curveball real quick. Colorado and Oregon. Let me throw this curveball in there. And let me be the first to say, y'all, all we saw this weekend were the deficiencies to this Colorado team that Deion has been saying all along. It was a wonder team was 3-0 before this weekend's game versus Oregon. And Oregon showed in detail exactly what they need. I saw that they need offensive linemen, and they also need defensive linemen, because it was like Oregon got in the backfield, running the ball, passing the ball at will. And let's not forget either, and this was a fact that just kept ringing over and over in my head, that Oregon quarterback is a 5-year starter. That dude been playing ball for a minute, from school to school to school to school. So, you know, you can't really compare Shedeur Sanders to Bo Nix. Really compare Anthony Hankerson to the running back, to Marquise Irvin. You can't. They were just what word am I looking for? Out talented. You know, Oregon just had too much, and Colorado didn't have enough. But hey, I'm still loving Colorado. I'm still riding with Deion and what he's doing down there. But, and we all said, this is the gauntlet portion of their schedule. This is the make or break portion of their schedule. And we saw with that game this weekend, they were broken. They were broken. And to follow up, they got USC coming this week. So, you know, I would advise, don't jump off the bandwagon just yet playing exciting ball, but they just met up with a team that was more complete than theirs. Lady T, you got anything you want to add?
Yes, I do. So listen, they failed to win the game, right? And like Deion Sanders said, y'all need, everybody need to get, you know, if y'all going to get them, this is the time to play them and beat them. Because if you let him succeed, and he's going to succeed, right? He's definitely going to succeed. Because it's not about really them playing the ball. It's about recruiting. Everybody is going to want to play for Deion Sanders.
Yeah.
I'm talking about, because everybody has bought in. Everybody has bought into the program. Everybody has bought into what he's saying. Everybody has bought into what he stands for, because he don't attack other teams. Like, other teams attack him. Other teams are pointing the finger, and they saying stuff, oh, you wearing the glasses, you got this. The other team, he talking about, we play for kick bait, and we play for wins.
Right.
All that. He don't do none of that. Deion Sanders don't do none of that. He don't do none of that. He just brings his game. He talk his team up. He try to talk life into these boys. Well, these young men, I must say, I'm sorry. He talk life into these young men. And that's the part that I love about what he's doing. And everybody is going to want to play for him if he succeeds. He's already succeeded in my book, because there was a 1-11, 1-10 last year. So he's already succeeded past the goal of what they did last year. So if he keeps winning, even though I know he just lost this game and he lost really bad, but he's not going to keep losing this bad year after year. That's not going to happen. So what he was saying was, y'all better get y'all, you know, point your fingers and get poke at me and do all you can do. Do it now, because come next year, it ain't going down like this next year. It's definitely not, because they're gonna have new recruits. Everybody's gonna be bum rushing trying to get into Colorado State only because he's there, and they want to help him win a championship. Everybody has bought in. Look at all the world. Are everybody on the sidelines? It's sold out. I mean, everybody bought in. So that's what everybody else is mad about. Everybody else is mad because he's going to be taking the recruiting part from them. I got my little quotations, my little fingers in the air. He's taking all of the recruiting people going to want to come to Colorado State, period.
Yes.
That's what they're going to want. I mean, with Colorado, they're going to want to come here.
What he said exactly is, all I was going to say is what he said exactly is, and I loved it when he said it too. He said, y'all better get me now. You better get me now. Just like she said, everybody going to want to come there, man. Give them about another 2-3 years. They're going to win that championship, because he gonna stack that team up. And like you said, big bro, he got to start off with that offensive line. Because for one thing, them boys was too small out there for Oregon. They was too small.
Mm-hmm.
They was too small, man. They was getting pushed all around, man. Young Sanders is getting about punished back there last week. But they're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. They're going to be all right after two recruiting. Yeah, and after, like you say, after two recruiting classes, they're going to be all right. They're going to be all right. One thing about Deion, he's going to address everything that you know he's supposed to do.
They was going to him all the way out down there. It's the whole backstory to it.
Okay.
Well, one thing I like.
Go ahead, Ted.
One thing I like, the fact that they didn't make an excuse about Travis Hunter not being there. I haven't heard nobody say that, but I think it was a big difference. I'm not saying they would have won, but I don't think they would have got beat that bad, because he would have had a different, you know, a better target to go to, you know. Then, you know, you would have had to play a different type of defense. Then as far as their defense, you would have had, as far as in that backfield, a different kind of threat also. So Travis Hunter is a big part of their team that was really missing. And like Desmond Howard say, we got cheated on really seeing them. We know they're not really stacked like other teams are. You know, this their first year. Like you say, Lady T, he's already won. They was 1-11 last year, and now they're 3-1. So he's already winning. So, and like I said, that's a big significance of Travis Hunter being out. Because it just takes the out of that team. Because like you said, they looked like so small and no power, no. Shador got They didn't block for him at all. He didn't couldn't scramble around because he didn't, had no receivers open. You know,
yeah. Looked like a
so,
deep Division III. They looked Division III.
Yeah, they did. They look like Jackson State. They look like Jackson State in Colorado uniforms for the first time this season. But Dion made a point. Dion made a point. He said, as a team, as a group, we've learned, we're going to learn more from this loss than we would if we would have won this game. And I said to myself, is Dion happy for the loss? Nah, it ain't that he was happy for the loss. It's the fact that he knows he has a better team than showed. And once he shows them a glimpse of themselves during that film session, everyone is going to hold themselves. That's something as a coach that it's hard to get athletes, especially good athletes, to own up to their own mistakes. It's real hard to do that. But with this game on Saturday that they lost, they have no excuses because what you put on film is what you did or did not do. So Dion said, man, I'm going to use – they were like, are you going to just throw this tape away? Are you going to burn it? He was like, man, heck no. No, why would I do that? He was like, we need this. We need this. We won every other game purely on momentum. Now we got to see how we lost this game. What did we did not bring? What did we did not bring that we bought the three prior weeks? And I thought that that was an excellent point. I really, truly did. All right, John.
What I like about Dion, but what I like, what before you go, what I like about Dion is he always have the right answer. Like he don't get up there and say stupid stuff. Like he always have the right answer for any situation. It's always he's always find a positive out of a negative, and that's what I love.
You know what, Lady T? I was thinking that, you know, I'm literally about a minute ago or so. Like you say, he always on point. He always says the right word. You know, it's no mumbo jumbo. No, he's everything. Like you say, he's a motivator of his team. He's a teacher. You know, he's an educator, and he's just. He's doing his thing, man. They can't stop him, and they jealous of this man. He's educated. You know what I'm saying? He's going to be himself, like you say, unapologetic himself, you know, but he's educated. He's also proven that he's done it before. So, and like you say, like you just said, everything he says is on point and is right. That's it. That's it. Prime time. That's it.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
All right, let's take another call. Again, y'all know it's all ones. So is this Rev T or is it Nas?
Man, what's going on? It's Nas, man. What's going on, y'all?
What's up, Nas?
What's up, Nas?
Treese.
I'm cooling, man.
Treese, you see the pickle that they put me in? You see the pickle they put me in? All these that damn ones. Go ahead, Nas.
I know that's right.
Y'all
ain't about to set me up to get booed. no comment, because anything I say, y'all going to take the wrong way, man. You know, you can't talk about same crime.
No.
Listen. Tree.
Keep it real. Keep it real, Nas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Kale's Corner, where keeping it real is our
is
only
our
real.
Only
so,
real.
Yeah.
Say what you got to say, bro.
All right, then. I'm going to say it then. Okay, the realest thing he said was, you better get me this year. You better get me now. And that's real. That squad has to be built up. The O-line and D-line, those are not ready for primetime conference play against major powers. So what they took
this
week, they about to take that again against USC. And that's not a knock against Deion's coaching or his ability or anything like that. You just ain't got the horses. That's how college football goes, man. When we see Akron go to Ohio State and lose by 30, we don't say to the Akron coach, well, how come you ain't figure out a better scheme?
Exactly.
Yeah, you ain't got the horses. That's how it goes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, next year, when Prime get on
different.
That recruiting trail and stack up some more play, oh, yeah, it's on.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Because he got
exactly.
the six.
when he go and get him some of them big hungries, man. That's what
exactly.
was missing. Them big hungries.
Them big nasty.
Them road graders. As Kirby would say.
Fat back eaters.
Kirby said, tell everybody hi.
What's up, Kirby? Yeah, I'm going to take a page out your book, Kirby. They need some slobber knockers. When they get some of them slobber knockers. Yeah, I'm talking about.
You can see it on every pass. Every pass into his second, almost third step, they're already there because the offensive line is getting overwhelmed, and that's just a talent disparity thing. You can't coach that. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
You block that. You know what I mean? Shout out to Big Zach. But yeah, you gotta give him some time to get things right. But again, for this year, they're going to try to hang. They ain't doing the Mike McDaniel where I don't kick the field goal to make you look bad. They're going to try to drive the knife in and blow Deion out the water in these games. So that's just something he should expect. And we talked about this a couple weeks ago. Why? Because they don't want famous celebrity-style athletes coming into this game and taking over the coaching ranks. Because if you get a few more Deons, it's going to be hard to hire some of these other guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yep.
True that. Yeah. True that. But you know what else they doing? You know what else the other coaches are doing? They're going on Deion's list. They're going on his list.
Yep.
He keeping notes, man. He keeping notes. Go ahead, Jay.
With that, though, I hate that them and Oregon won't play next year because Oregon is going to the Big Ten next year. They won't be in the Pac-12. So they won't have that rivalry established.
Them other
people going to
be on
Oregon's
there. Come on, Tang.
I was just going to say, like Niles was just talking about how they going to come at them. You know they're going to attack them. You heard the commentator say it looked like a BET show over there. So you already know how they feel about it.
Yeah.
They said that. I heard them say it.
They definitely said that. They definitely.
They're trying to break them, but like Lady T said earlier, Deion he's too intelligent for that. They mad about how confident that man is, and that's just his style. That's just who he is. That's
been that way his whole career.
That's prime, man. That's prime.
And you know what, Tang? I'm glad you brought that back to my mind because when they said it, I was like, what the hell is that supposed to mean? We see Matthew McConaughey. We see Matthew McConaughey on Texas sidelines. We see other stars.
Angelina Jolie, Kentucky.
You know what I'm saying? We've seen all of this. To come out and say it looked like a BET award. Bro, what exactly do you mean by that?
They
jealous. What did he say?
Exactly what he said.
Which raises the important question, does Snoop stay on the USC sideline or does he go over to the other sideline? Well, you know, these are things we're going to have to figure out this weekend. See how this game just entertaining already? They ain't even started. But, man, that TV
they ain't even
through the
started.
Roof.
Yeah.
Let me add one more petty thing. These coaches, the same way like big business be checking flights and seeing who's where, these coaches are going to be terrified when they see that jet from Colorado going to any recruit's house. Because you can almost scratch them off. Well, if Deion going in there and getting a sit down, he going to charm the wife, talk to the husband about his exploits and all of that. Dude, he's getting that kid when he shows up. So that's another part of this, of where they got to try to devalue him a little bit.
They're going to already know about his exploits, you know what I'm saying? And like you said, how he can relate to the kids. But before, I'm sorry, I thought you had called my name when you called Tang name before.
It's all good.
But dig this, Nas.
It's all good.
Nas. Deion ain't had to do no talking, bro.
At all.
D-
at all.
He ain't got to do nothing. He ain't got to tell himself.
Look how
he's talking.
Like you said earlier, they're going to be busting down the door. You know what I'm saying?
He got all the kids when their father locked up. He got all the kids that mama got two jobs. He got all the kids. He can get the kids, honey. It ain't going to be no problem. Deion Sullivan,
got to say a word.
It's an automatic sign for me.
So Deion
got to say a word.
Deion get ready to turn Colorado into Pop Warner. That's what y'all saying? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. Always be prudent, baby.
We're going to turn into a powerhouse.
Hey, y'all remember back in the day, Nick Saban was doing the electric slide at some of them family cookouts and whatnot. Like, Nick Saban picked up, you know, he got a taste for greens now. He learned certain things about dealing with greens. He learned certain things about dealing with families. And was that, exactly. And Deion got all of that without even opening his mouth. That's what I'm saying. So they see him as a threat, they should.
Yeah.
Hey, like they
but
say,
you know,
he
the
got Florida.
No, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
Like, he got the three states. He got Florida, he got Texas, and he got California.
Yep.
He got a little bit of California.
Fact.
That's where all the pretty much that's where that belt, where the, you know, a lot of the them college football players, and he's got a foothold in all those states. So, like you say, he's going to build a powerhouse.
Man,
it's going to be more than that.
But you know the real reason they dislike Deion?
Go ahead.
Because he ain't, no matter what happens here, he can't fail. He cannot fail. The man is a Hall of Famer. The man is a winner. The man really loves kids, bro. He really, I mean, the stuff that they don't show really pisses me off. You see it on Instagram. But they won't show it on ESPN. They'll show the players stomping on the Oregon symbol. They'll show that. But they won't show Deion hugging the player saying, I love you. I told your father I would take care of you. And blah. They won't show that kind of stuff. You feel me?
Yeah.
That's the reason why.
Yeah.
He can't fail, bro. He can't fail, man.
That's what's
up. Check this out. Earlier they showed a clip where Travis Hunter texted Deion talking about, hey, can he be cleared to get back into the game and this and that, whatever he need to do. Deion wrote him back and said, no, you're more important to me than this game. And we wait for you get yourself healthy because you got a longer shelf, you know, as far as career ahead of you than this one game. And I love you, son. Mm-hmm. And that's what he said. So, yeah.
All right.
He truly loves them, man.
That's what's up. So, hey, good luck to them this weekend. We'll see what comes about. All right, y'all. 563-999-3782. Y'all know
the
time it is.
Better bring some water, get gasoline candles, get this fire started. Your heart jumping like a bass drum, bump. You bad enough to meet the alligator in the swamp.
Here I go. Lady T, right here. Go ahead, T. On you.
Alligator in the swamp. All right, y'all know what it is. Y'all know exactly what time it is. I'm going to go ahead and run through these real quick so we can have enough time to talk about it for some of these games. Whew. Wait a minute. Let me see real quick. So Reese is the reigning champion, correct? Yes, Reese is the reigning champion. Congratulations to her again. So let's keep it moving before Kill get mad about his house being in the wind zone. All right, so listen, we got five wins, y'all, five wins, and we can't do five wins. G, we can't do five wins, sir. Okay?
All right.
Six wins, six picks, 007 with 6 picks. Come on, 007. You got to do better than that, okay? Come on, man. All right. We got a couple of my besties up in the 7. We got a couple of these 7s. So let's go with Mom Betty and DMV Kale at 7.
Ooh.
I know. It's all good, bro. 8 picks. Brother Marcus. 9 picks, guys. Hey, if y'all ain't heard y'all name yet, you might be the winner. Y'all mute y'all phone. Y'all might be the winner. All right. 9 picks. We have Lou. We got Brother Lou from Jersey. We got the reigning champion, Reese. We got Tang and his wife, Lady C, with 9 picks. If y'all ain't heard y'all name yet, y'all still know what it is. Okay? Let's keep on going. 11 picks, y'all. 11 picks. Go to our captain of the Kills Corner crew, Cap. And the winner, I have one more than 11, meaning I have someone who got 12 picks, guys, 12 picks, and it is none other than
our own
Huckabuck, 57.
Whatever
you want to call him. He is the winner.
Oh, my God. Where is the music going?
Get the same music. Huckleberry in the
house. Is the winner.
I was. Go ahead, Kale.
That's right,
Robert Kale. That's right, 57.
Hey,
look.
Congratulations to our Huckleberry. Our Huckleberry has won week 3, you guys. Huckleberry has won week 3. Oh, Lord. We are in for it. Okay?
In for it.
Like Doc Holliday would say, playing for blood, that's just my game.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness.
Show your rally. Hey, show your rally.
Oh, 57.
The good part about it is Dallas lost, the Ravens lost, and the Redskins lost. Go ahead,
57. Oh, okay, wait.
Yeah.
Kirby said you cheated off his paper. That's number one. And Kirby said tell 57, when a woman is attacked in Pittsburgh, the first thing the police ask is, did you get the jersey number? Ooh.
Oh, man. Listen. 57, congratulations. Congratulations. And there is no longer a team in the NFL named Redskins. So check that, bro.
What is that? Okay, what do you call them, Kale?
The Washington Football Team.
Uh-oh.
Okie dokie. Going back 2 years, no problem.
Yeah. Put some respect on
so
our
confused.
Name.
They so confused.
Yeah, exactly, Ted.
Oh,
yes, ma'am.
Speech. You won.
A speech?
Yeah.
I'm glad Dallas lost. I'm glad the Washington Football Team lost. I'm glad the Ravens lost. You know, that way, hey, the Bears lost. So there's only two winners on this podcast, and that's me and Lady T. So the rest of y'all get back.
Boy, you almost made me. I almost cursed.
You can blow now.
Hit the mute button, big bro. Hit the mute button.
You can't mute him. This is victory lap. You can't.
He's telling the truth.
Hey,
listen. Washington didn't lose we got the heck beat out us, okay? Five turnovers, nine sacks. Bruh, we more than lost that game. We got the heck beat out us, man. We still in the locker room. We still in the locker room licking our wounds. Trust.
Hey, Kel, I was like this. Which one of us going to say, hey, at least I didn't lose by that many points? You know what I mean?
Hey, Baltimore.
Kirby said 57, you so humble.
And you know what? I'm going to say
I
this.
I try.
Baltimore got cheated. Baltimore got cheated.
Yeah.
I'm here to say Baltimore was cheated because those refs pick and chose when to throw a flag, and it shouldn't have been that way. It should not have been that way. You know,
but as a fan,
I'm going to say this. It shouldn't have came down to that call. We shouldn't have struggled like that. We got 11 starters injured. Not using that for excuse, but 11 starters injured in week three. But it shouldn't have came down to that for the Colts. We should have still won.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Exactly.
I can agree.
I can agree.
All I can say is I'm glad. Hey, look, I'm going to take a page out of Dion's book. We learned something from that butt whooping this weekend. We've learned something.
I know that's right.
Yeah, we need offensive line. They had a sign up at Food Line today. If you can play offensive line, report to Ashburn. I'm telling you, Joe, because we look more than sad, man. They should have a sign up at Food Line at requesting help. I'm trying to tell you, man, them boys, hey, listen. And the thing that was so terrible about it, can we really say that the Bills have that great of a defensive line? Serious.
No. No, no.
We can't say that.
No, them boys, they acted like Colorado line the other day, man.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they did, and I swear that was the first thing that came to my mind. Boy, we look like Colorado out there. We look like Colorado out there. But
and it wasn't fair.
I'm gonna say this.
It wasn't fair to
the quarterback. Y'all think y'all should have benched Kyle? Do y'all think y'all should have benched Kyle? Listen, I'm not saying he loses starting position because I don't know why people think because you bench him, he's lost his starting position. I'm saying
change of pace.
Yep. Exactly. Something else, something different that they didn't see.
Yeah.
They could have been put in that guy for a set. He could have came in and got some points up, you know, did some other things. It's a 53-man roster. Everybody is getting paid, so why can't everybody play, especially when one person is doing bad? He's having a bad day. Take him out. Sit him down. Maybe he can watch and see what he's doing wrong.
You don't want to ruin his psyche.
Put the Brissette guy in.
Exactly. Quarterbacks are such soft-natured players.
Man.
You don't want to ruin that man.
Even Doc said take him out.
I agree with
you, Lady T, but I agree with Kelly was going to say.
Okay.
You don't want to start messing with that man's psyche like that. You take him out, and guess what?
Now he
doesn't believe anything that he's been told prior to being removed as a starter. So you got
to take him out.
And he had to learn. He had to learn from it. He had a lesson. He had a lesson to learn. He learned that lesson, and we'll see exactly how he recovers from it. That's all.
We're in the business of winning, though. Well, I mean, we ain't about no. I understand.
When you were supposed to learn, it was those preseason games. That's when you were supposed to learn. Now the training wheels have been taken off.
How often did he play? How often did he play in the preseason?
They fault. That's their fault. That's their fault. If they was, you know, that they didn't put the training wheels, that's their fault. That's the coaching staff fault for not letting him play those games. Because
Treece, no quarterback,
those games.
No quarterback anywhere. I don't remember.
My play.
I seriously don't remember.
All the games. Every last one of the games Brock Purdy was in. I'm telling you.
Okay.
I'm telling you.
But listen,
so what
I'm saying is,
time to do it. We here to win games. We here to win games. I ain't here to the babysit you. I ain't here to do none
of
that.
It's not that easy.
If
it's not about babysitting.
Is that fragile?
Yeah.
But if your feelings that fragile, that if I take you out the game, then now your psyche all messed up. Like, you shouldn't be in the game anyway then. If I take you out one game and your psyche all messed up, I'm putting you back in the next game. I'm just saying, right now, you need to come out the game because you stinking up the place. Mm-hmm.
It's deeper than that though, because you need to first you give him a shot, then you see how it goes. If he messes up, you shorten the leash. Now he's more likely to get pulled in the next two games, but you want to give enough sample size where you can say for sure whether he's the guy or not, and whether you need to draft the guy next year, because you know what Jacoby is. When it's time, if Howell falls on his face and it's time to bring Jacoby in, that means you've already decided what the season is. Jacoby's in there, and
no.
You drafted somebody next year. So you got to get on the road because you need enough tape to know what you got.
Yeah. Exactly.
But trust me, Lady T, I understand.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead, Trey.
All I was saying was I understand we're taking them out. The same way the coach can take you out, that's what the coach is there for, to build them back up. You know
Thank
what I'm saying?
You.
It do seem to be a change because y'all was losing 30-0. And what I thought was that you should have had a heavier run game, because after it was 30-0, they got that man smacked four more times after that. You're not learning nothing right now with the offensive line getting pushed over like that. He wasn't learning nothing. You was about to do was get him killed. So you were supposed to take him out for real, for real. It was 30-0, y'all. Come on, get real.
Exactly.
You don't need that man. The same way they disrespected the Denver man. I don't care if he wanted to stand there or not. The coach, come on, man. That coach should have took him out, but he said, nah, let him stand there. Your man, Eric Bieniemy, he took a page out of Kellen Moore's book, and he's throwing the ball too much. Y'all got a running game. Run number 8, Robinson, man.
Yeah.
Run that man.
Robinson a horse.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, but when they sitting with the whole house in the box daring you to pass, at a certain point, you got to figure out whether this guy can get it done or not. Now, I understand what y'all saying, but think long term.
That's right.
They got to know for sure if Al is the guy. That's what they want to figure out.
But that's what you're supposed to sit him out. At some point in time, you got to let him sit down and see, because he was already rattled. You got to let him see what's going on, and Brissett can move. He's more athletic than him. Or get the ball out of his hand. For some reason, he don't have that in him, and they've been talking about that since he was in college. He got to learn how to get the ball out of his hand. And they had him in shotgun. So you got time. It ain't like he was under the center the whole time, taking 1, 2, 3 steps back. He was in shotgun. Come on, man. He wasn't learning nothing at that time of the game.
Yeah.
That's facts. That is facts, because I said it several times. I said it several times during that game. Why are we still seeing him? They're going to end up getting this boy killed with this trash offensive line. You know, take him out of there. These boys won't block for him. And look, Marcus called me today hot. Hot, y'all, because the offensive folk have not made a move to bring any new linemen in as of yet. So Marcus is like, yo, what are they doing? We need offensive linemen. We saw for ourselves what was going on, you know? But, hey. We're gonna take another call. We're gonna bring him in. Come on, Reb.
Hey, Reb P.
I told you. See, that's what I didn't want to hear.
I
didn't want. But no, that's what I just see this before.
That's
right, sister. See, pass around the praise, God can.
Come on, man. Well, say what you got to say, damn it.
No, I believe, but I'm not blind. And at the end of the day, what's been the deficiency? We've been talking about this since training camp. Come on, man. Pass the plate, 57, when I hit this and get y'all right. See, first of all, when we had the Rev T altar call, we was praying for help for the O-line. That was in preseason game number two, right? And then we started to talk about these linebackers, you know, that they good 1 minute. Jamin Davis, he ain't spoke to Bob Marley yet because he ain't Jamin. He's just Davis right now. And then you got this boy named Cody Barton. Who the hell is named Cody damn Barton? Who the hell is Cody Barton? And then you got that upper Bama on the side who got the nickname Mayo, short for mayonnaise, because that's how they be eating him up. So who, what got exposed? And see, let's talk about this defense. See, let's not just get on the O-line.
Rev T.
Yes.
There is no defense in the NFL that can hold up with five darn turnovers. You name me the defense that's going to stand up and be there when your team throws that many interceptions, when they find themselves playing more time than the offense.
Yeah, they wore out.
They suspect though. They suspect after a while, and they gotta find a way not to be. So call it for what it is, Kel. I love the burgundy and gold, but right now,
They're two and one.
They going up against a Philadelphia defense that's vicious. And they know one thing that's definitely good and true. If you want to throw that young boy off rhythm, if you want to throw that young boy off pace, just blitz for a linebacker or a safety on his ass, and guess what? It'll take him off his pace real quick. That's the kick out on him in the NFL. And guess what? How many teams you think Philadelphia going back down from that? Hell no. They going to be sending 5-6-man blitz on him and dare him to throw the football. And if you notice, after that young boy got hit in the second quarter over there, down by the 15-yard line when they was pushing the ball, when he got up, he wasn't right ever since that game. Mm-hmm. Wide open players right in front of him. He's sitting there standing man down like he up in the club looking at a female that he got to get her number, and he can't get nobody else's number but her.
Wow.
Them Bamas in the club saw that. They saw him in the club buying drinks with one man, one man down. And guess what they said? While you buying these drinks, we going to keep knocking you in your rocks.
Well, first of all, I don't know how you saw them in the club, because last I checked, you ain't allowed to go around the thing. First of all, let's start
I ain't allowed to be around the people.
That's cool. Secondly, we talking about a quarterback that was on his fourth start? Come on, bruh. You talking like that man is a seasoned veteran. He's not. And that is why
I'm not finished.
I'm not finished. You brought up the fact that he was holding the ball and staring down receivers. Did you not? Just
damn,
bring
damn.
That fact
looking
up.
Looking at him straight in the eyes.
Okay.
Car got it straight out and wide out.
Okay.
He was looking right at.
So with you bringing that fact up, let me remind you that this dude is still somewhat a rookie, bruh. He's still somewhat
a
rookie.
He got rattled.
Okay, well, you know what?
They took him out of the rhythm, but looking down here, I'm blitzing him with 5 and 6 man blitzes. They call it what it is, Killer. I ain't saying he a bad quarterback. I ain't saying the young boy a bad quarterback.
You ain't saying he was good.
But what I'm saying, Eric the enemy.
You ain't saying he was good either.
I ain't got to say he ain't did nothing for me to say he good. He all right.
Wow.
He a quarterback in NFL.
And if he want to look good, then Eric Bieniemy got to draw up a scheme where he got a fullback in there blocking for them, or he got a double tight end tip blocking. The best way the Commanders right now can be a good football team and help Sam Howell out is, one, give Robinson the ball and not Gibson. Make Gibson a third down back. Put him in on third down backs. You know what I'm talking about? And
yeah,
let Robinson just run that ball downhill.
Yeah.
And you'll see a lot of more low-scoring games with the Commanders. You won't see the defense on the field after they didn't try to keep them in the game in the first half. They won't be coming out in the second half looking bad. And it all predicates on the offense. I said this in preseason. I said, as Sam Howell and the offensive line go, it's on tape. On your show, on B-Miss show, on 980 show, on the Pantyhose show. I said, as the offensive line go, that's how Sam Howell and the whole team will go. Y'all know what this is. I got to go transform back into Pedro the Pizza Pimp. The people's hype, man. Lady T, 57
hey,
always, man. Me and you will drink it up good when we get to heaven. I love y'all so much. The Chaos Corner family, hey, man, y'all believe Baby TJ birthday on Thursday, y'all. And for TJ
right.
champions, for TJ birthday, five schools getting pizzas. For all them kids and special needs, they going to have pizza. I got birthday cakes being delivered to all them schools for TJ champions. We going to celebrate all these children with Down syndrome and special needs and autism in the DMV. Again,
yes.
I'm the people's hype, man. Red T. Believe AKL. A Lady T 57, I love y'all so much. Mox with me. Ow! Love somebody. But they still going to lose to Philadelphia, y'all.
You Bama.
Uh-oh.
You a Bama, y'all. He's a Bama.
Hey, wait a minute. What channel is this TV show on? What channel? He on TV, ain't he? He got to be.
Yeah. Yeah, he be on he be on the news. He's on the news every week before the games.
He's funny.
He's not funny.
He need to be on BET.
He's not funny.
He need to be on Def Comedy Jam.
He said,
pass around the praise God candy.
My wife over here laughing, listening. Get her laughing.
Man.
That's a good thing. Laughter is good.
Yes,
guys.
Yes, it is.
It adds years to your life.
That's what
exactly.
My wife is. It adds years to your life.
No doubt.
All the good endorphins.
Like I said, man. You know, the young man. Has to learn, but I don't just put the blame on him. I put it on Eric Bieniemy. I put it on Eric Bieniemy as well, because Eric Bieniemy has been around the block as a player and a coach. Bruh, you need to help that young man out. You need to help that young man out. Your play calling was ridiculous. Brian Robinson averaging 7
mm-hmm.
yards a carry, and you just completely go away from the run game.
Yes.
You completely go away from it.
But don't fix it if they ain't broke.
If they sitting in the box
keep going.
Daring you to pass, you are not going to be able to run in today's NFL. Go look what Dan
was
last night in that Rams game. Go look at some of these other games where teams are basically saying, okay, you guys are going to lean on the run. Therefore, we're sitting in the box and we're sending extras every down. You got one-on-ones everywhere. You're going to have to make a play. And that's what they dared him to do. And at a certain point, the enemy took it to Baltimore on him. Say, I want to see how this boy curry it.
Give me some short rollouts.
But I agree with what you're saying, but he, like Kel was saying, he was averaging 7 yards a run. Even if they're daring me to do it, I'm going to do it until you stop me.
Yeah,
I'm going to keep doing
exactly.
it until you stop me. Like, what are you talking
you
about? I'm going
to
keep doing it.
Right.
All it needs is
right.
there. That's a
right,
because
it doesn't work a couple of times. Don't abandon
then
it. You're right, Lady
then
T.
Then go to something
don't,
else.
Right. Don't abandon it because it doesn't work a couple of times, four times, whatever.
Right.
Keep pounding it. Keep pounding it. You know, do some rollouts. Do some screens. You know.
Yeah.
But your offensive line got to tighten up. All offensive lines got to tighten up. And I was telling Kills, I don't understand, you know, I guess their offensive line because they're lazy and fat, you know. But they got a chance. They know when the ball is being hiked, and they can ram a defensive man down to the ground like they be doing the pancake thing. They can do them like that, but and they can push and all that. But you got a lot of them lazy this year, it seems like, especially my Bears. They super lazy. They stand around, don't do no blocking.
Change the cadence.
Come on, y'all got to stop that. It ain't lazy. Sometimes you get whipped up front, and sometimes your guys, like y'all said, preseason, y'all said this line needs a little more talent. That's just what that is. And I hear what y'all saying. Yeah, they got to come up with some better schemes, get him some easy throws. But, man, everybody else watch film, too. They know what you want to do.
Right. Yeah.
Ball with Robinson all
yeah.
They get paid a lot of money.
But be like Philadelphia line. Be like more like Philadelphia line. They be pushing, man. They be pushing.
Like
first
round
that line up.
There's exception to the rule, though. That line is different.
That's
a monster line. Line.
Different.
No.
Yeah.
Right now,
see, They got Swift looking like Dorsett out there.
Right. Hey, he's looking like Ronaldo Nehemiah. He's hurtling.
Skeet Nehemiah.
Yeah. He got to make it easier for him, Kale. Like, I agree with you on that. He got to make it easy for him.
That's my quarterback and also my defense. And I still stand. We should have got Jalen Carter.
Hey,
we show not using more
with
at all.
I feel like with the Bears, Ted, I just feel like they putting Justin Fields in dumb predicaments. Like, they're not playing up to standards. Like, they're not playing. They're trying to make him out to be something that he's not. They're trying to change him.
Right.
And that's not
robotic.
That's why y'all losing the way y'all losing.
Totally.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Totally agree. They're not playing. I'm sorry.
So what's happening in Denver then, man? I mean, is it time for them to go ahead and cancel that experiment?
McDaniels, he was with us, with the 49ers. He was with us. Then when the head coaching position came about, Denver didn't pick him. And that's where he really wanted to go. He really wanted to go to Denver, you know, because that's his home team, his hometown. He wanted to go to Denver. So fast forward 17 years later, he the head coach now for the Dolphins. The Dolphins play Denver. He's going to stick it to them as hard as he could because, you know, some of them, once it got to like 30 and 40 and they ain't score, he could have just took his foot off the brake and just sailed in for the win. No, he dug in and dug deep and dug hard to let them know you picked the wrong person. Y'all picked the wrong person over there.
The coach over there.
I wanted to come there. That's where I wanted to be. So I think it was more personal on Daniel's side than it was for the Broncos.
But also, can I ask, John Payton, he worried about everything else. About Russell Wilson doing this, Russell Wilson ain't doing that, but he's not checking his whole team. Okay, he's an offensive minded coach, yes, but you're a head coach, you supposed to oversee everything. Okay,
right.
You know, and so you busy throwing pot shots at Russell and everything,
yep.
But like I said, Russell didn't give up them 70 points. So
no, sir.
You have to be accountable for that.
But piggyback on what Ted is saying too, like when he got the head coaching position, he talked so bad about the previous coaches, like terrible plays and y'all went ahead and y'all did this and two. And look at you, them same people ain't get scored 70 on.
But you know what? Karma is a beast.
Karma
is a beast. Karma is a beat. It bites you. It bites you all the time. It bites you all the time.
Yeah, and karma karma undefeated, bro. Her and Father Time. Karma and Father Time. Yeah, they both undefeated.
And the IRS. And the IRS.
Yeah, hey, don't forget that. Don't forget
that. Undefeated right now? You know who undefeated is like right now?
49ers.
You know the 49ers. 49ers. There you go.
Oh, you can gloat. Go ahead, gloat. Go ahead and gloat. You got it.
Hey.
I got to do it while I can. I got to do it while I still can.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Because
get
everything
in while you
week
can.
To week. Everything changed week to week.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the beauty. That's the beauty of the NFL. Every week is different. Every week is different. So, you know.
But y'all
got
a complete team. Y'all got a real complete team, though.
We try.
It looks as so now. Nobody has really exploited, T said. You know, nobody has really exploited what is the San Francisco's weakness, because they just jumped on everybody that they play.
Mm-hmm.
They jumped on top of everyone. So, you know, give it time. This is a copycat league, man. This is a copycat league. So once somebody figures, oh, we can get them this way, you're going to start seeing a lot of teams trying to get them that way, and some even perfecting on the way to get them. But that's just football. Football.
They're supposed to do that.
That's not a knock on San Francisco whatsoever, but it's football.
Right. They'd be crazy not to.
Exactly. This is what's supposed to happen, you know. Now, regarding my team, I just hope they did actually learn something from this week. Not just Sam Howell, Eric Bieniemy as well. Because, like I said, I put a lot on him, and I hear what you're saying, Nas, about 8 in the box and all of that. But with that 8 in the box, we were still getting 7 yards a carry, bro. We were still getting our yardage. So it's not like they were stopping the run. We just stopped running.
Eric Bieniemy got out-coached. He just got out-coached. That's just what it is. Eric Bieniemy got out-coached.
And I'm going to take it a step even further. Nobody enjoyed that loss more than Ron Rivera. And I'm going to tell you why. Because that's one more knock that he has on Eric Bieniemy. I'm telling you.
Wow.
Yeah.
Break his head down some, huh?
Yeah,
wow,
exactly.
Good point, Kel.
Exactly.
That's a good point,
y'all,
man.
Yeah, I know I love y'all, right? Y'all know
love
I love
you
y'all, right?
Love you more.
Good job. I know that's right, Ted. Come on with it. Come on with the last word, since you love me more. Come on, Ted, with the last word.
Kel's, I'm so honored. Kel's Corner family, Kel's Corner Nation. Yeah, hey, like I say, this is a family, you know. We get into it sometimes, we argue, but then we all come back around to that circle and come back around, because it's true love. Family fight and fuss. But when you come together, it's all love. And it was a great show, and I just want to thank you guys, and just everybody, like you say, your loved ones should know that you already love them. So if you haven't told someone in your family you love them, tell them this evening and show them. Love all you
good
guys.
Job.
Have a blessed week.
Good job, Ted. Thank you. Thank you for that. We appreciate you. We love you, too, as well. Y'all know, Mom, I'm speaking for Mom Betty. Peace, love, and soul. She says soul to the heart. She loves all of you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T would like to thank everyone that supports us here on Kale's Corner. DMV Kale and Lady T would also like to say that we love you guys today more than yesterday, but not as much as tomorrow, you guys. DMV Kale and Lady T, we are here every Tuesday and Thursday between the hours of 5 p.m. and 7 p.m. The number here is 563-999-3782. And you guys can follow Kale's Corner on Instagram at Kale's Corner and on Facebook at Kale's Corner. You guys can also log into blogtalkradio.com/UKellMcLean and listen to the broadcast there as well. Don't forget our stick and shut in, you guys. Enjoy all of the baseball, all of the WNBA, and congratulations to 57. Kel, you have the very last word.
Hey.
Wait a minute, Kel.
Go ahead.
And like Tane always say, be careful and pay attention out there. Please pay attention.
All right. Congratulations, 57, once again. And congratulations to everyone that participated, that called in. You guys just really, really need to understand that y'all make this thing what it is. So we appreciate you, Brother Nas, Tang, Tib, 57, 007, Cap, Marcus, just everyone. If I forgot your name,
Nas, Lou, yes,
Diane, Ma Betty, G, everyone, thank you all so much. Kirby, thank you guys so much. We appreciate you guys. And I always say this to my brother Tang. Thank you for lending me Lady T for 2 hours on Tuesday and Thursday. I really appreciate that. All right, y'all. Don't forget, Thursday, Lady T's picks, week 4 edition.
Yes.
Get ready, get the studying done, and let's get it on. All right? We'll holler at y'all Thursday at 5. Be good. If you're in that car, put that cell phone down. All right.
Facts.
Make me leave me with my foot in your be cool. And don't worry about time ripping, but I'm picking what I'm flipping. This is what I do. I'm effervescent, and I'm out there crescent ass. It's a full grown German shepherd. Too bad a king step. They don't mess with me, and they don't. Y'all can't catch me, and they won't. Pay yourself, sit here, throw that. My product for my boonazas and dollar for my baboons. You think I'm tricking? Well, I ain't tripping. I'm buying if you got nice curves for your iceberg. Bringing him, I'm not gonna like it, do something to me. Hope this indeed a proposal, make it do something with me. Forget a dollar, girl, pick up 50. Forget that coward, girl, you need a real. On top, the knickerbockers hurt me. Up and over, girl, show me what you're working with. Shake it fast, watch yourself. Shake it fast, show me what you're working with. Shake it fast,
all your boys and fams right now in the place to be. I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Tell me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake it fast.
Shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast, show me what you're working with. Shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast, show me what you're working with. I like my woman fire like I am. Talking and bowling, when I'm running up behind. Go ahead, you can die, pop it like let it. A real girl don't like, know that you won't go back to my house. Right here, won't get under that dress right there. You spicy, cagey, we gon' have a good time, yes, yeah. Gotta suck the head on them neck raw fish. You gotta been all the way over to dance off this. None of your business, but I know you do it way better. You're dead wrong. So if you talking about it and they make noise, you can pass by, girl. You find yourself on the floor, this your song. Do your thing, don't be scared. Cause you don't get served. Forget mine and you don't get jerked. Luck, raise it up to show your G-string. Huff, huff.
Attention, all your players and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake it, babe.
I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake it fast.
Shake it, babe. But watch yourself. Shake it, babe. Show me what you're working with. Shake it, babe. But watch yourself. Shake it, babe. Crying, help. I don't need all that. Got a job for you to bread it up, pimp it back. Break them handcuffs, forget your man. Move something. And if they ask you what you're doing, say, ooh, nothing. Now we've been doing the past 2 something. I'm beating the stuffing up, not smooth, love it. And you can bet your bottom dollar. If it's fire, you gon' holler my guitar. So don't act like you don't be bagging that stuff up.
corner for just us two. Don't worry about who looking, just keep on doing what you doing. The brother like me gon' get to work before I know the girl. Trick was hat, let him see, show the world.
Attention all your players and pimps right now in the place to be.
Shake it, baby.
I thought I told y'all dudes before, y'all dudes can't mess with me.
Watch yourself.
Now this ain't fun, no small booties, no sir, cause that won't pass.
Show me what you're working with.
If you feel you got the biggest one, then mama come shake it fast.
Shake it fast, but watch yourself. Shake it fast.